I was calling, and I said, "Dear Hydrogen, it was Peter Tork, not Peter Frampton, that was in the Monkees, because Daniel or some, I think Daniel said that Peter Frampton was one
God.
Of the Monkees. It was Peter."
Oh, you know what? Big Fatty, you are so, don't make me dig this up, because when I listened back to the episodes, I got Peter Tork's name correct. What I fucked up on was that I said Mickey Rourke instead of Mickey Dolenz. Because when I heard it back, I was like, Mickey Rourke? Wait, Mickey Rourke wasn't in the Monkees. It was Mickey Dolenz.
I knew
but
their
yes,
first names
Tork.
And that they were cute. I didn't know their full names, so.
Go ahead, Finn, continue.
Big Fatty, don't fuck it up again, you goddamn
yes.
kid. Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Bye-bye. And Big Fatty, why are you even calling them? Adam doesn't listen to your little show.
No, Adam doesn't listen to your show. Well, actually, Adam listened to the one that he was at the beginning of.
I just got finished listening to like 2 weeks worth of Big Fatty's shows. So
that's how he gets you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Don't make me dig this up, because when I listened back to the episodes.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1053 of the BFO for Thursday, the 9th of February 2012. Y'all coming up on today? Say it with me. A little show. Yo, we've got voice letters. And one of them is from the number one fan of the BFO for 2012, Big Fatty. Hello, newsies. Big Fatty newsies. Is it going to be something important today? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I listened to yesterday's little show, y'all. It was train wreck. It was an absolute train wreck, y'all. Big Fatty didn't make one damn bit of sense. But Big Fatty, how's that different than any other day? So, y'all, let's put it this way. I made less sense than normal. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, I made less sense more than normal. Big Fatty, please. Y'all, I can't even say it again. Poor Big Fatty. Y'all, I have got some things over here in the e-letters that I've been meaning to read for a while. Y'all, one of them is from Tim and Alexa. Big Fatty, I don't know about Alexa. And it says, Big Fatty, y'all, this is very important. You may need a pen. I don't know. Y'all, it says, Big Fatty, I am asking your consideration on something. I'm working on a campaign. Oh, dear, I guess not another campaign. Oh, dear, I guess y'all, speaking of the campaign, those of you who called in, I'm not going to announce that winner today either. It'll probably be tomorrow. Big Fatty, just put it off. What do you know? Put it off. I'm working on a campaign called One Anchorage that would add sexual orientation and transgender identity to the Anchorage Municipal Equal Rights Code in our April 3rd election. More information is available at oneanchorage.com. And y'all, that is oneanchorage.com. I've donated quite a bit to the campaign and recently hosted a very successful fundraiser in my home. Y'all, in this lovely home, if you've ever seen the pictures from the Kreml letter. Our focus right now is paying for TV and radio time for the 2 or 3 weeks before the election to make sure the opposition doesn't get all of the good spots first. I'm now participating in an online fundraiser called 35-35-35, y'all, which is very different than that 999 thing. Oh, y'all, that is a baked potato. Y'all, the name stems from the fact that Anchorage has been fighting this battle for the past 35 years. The most recent event was 2 years ago when the Anchorage Assembly finally passed an ordinance that would give us these rights. Unfortunately, the newly sworn Mater? Big Fatty, please try to read it in English. The newly sworn-in mayor vetoed the ordinance, and there wasn't enough votes on the assembly to override him. Since then, we've held focus groups, conducted polling, consulted with local and national authority, GLBT organization folks, etc. Our polling shows that it is very possible to pass this via a ballot initiative voted on by the people in April. Passing this will be big news for all of us up in the Alaska, which is a traditionally a pretty conservative state. And y'all, they can a lot of people can see Russia from their house. Freddy, stick to the facts. What happens in Anchorage with laws like this is that they eventually are adopted by most other cities in the state sooner or later. So now here comes my pitch for the 35-35-35 fundraiser I'm taking part in. And I need to find at least 35 people who are willing to donate $35 or more. There's a total of 35 people doing this. Of course, donating more than $35 is certainly appreciated. I was wondering if you would consider mentoring. No, not big. Fatty doesn't say mentoring. It says mentioning this to your little piglets. Big Fatty. They only gotcha is Mexicans are not allowed to donate unless they are U.S. residents with a green card. Other than that, donations of any size are okay, and they can come from people, corporations, government, unions, pretty much anyone or anything except entities outside the USFA, which would, of course, be all Mexicans. The website where folks can go to participate is oneanchorage.helpmycampaign.com/TimPearson, TimPearson, /fundraising. Y'all, I'll give you that again. It is oneanchorage, dot helpmycampaign.com /TimPearson, TimPearson, /fundraising. Thank you for considering this, Big Freddy. If you would prefer to just hit delete after reading my e-letter, I certainly would understand. If you want to pass it along to the folks in the Pottersphere, that would be lovely. Either way, I still wear my I Love Big Farty t-shirt. Warm hugs. Y'all, there ain't nothing warm in Alaska except for Tim and Alexa's heart. Oh, Big Freddy, you're so full of... Well, anyway, so Tim, there you go. I've read your thing. Big Freddy, be careful. He might read you the riot act. So, y'all, I got... Oh, well, let me just go over here. No, I better go ahead. We've got to correct an error. An error of epic proportions, y'all. But y'all, I am taking no responsibility for this error. Y'all, I am blaming it all on old Digger. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on Hump Day, the 8th of February. Y'all, it was the celebration of exiting the birth canal for old Twinkle Toes Terry up there in the Chicago's. Now, y'all, I don't know which of their places he is celebrating, but y'all, since I am recording this on the 8th, for presentation on the 9th. Y'all, I am calling myself on time. But I will remind you again. And y'all, you've got to feed. I shouldn't be so hard on old Digger. Old Digger, you know, Terry's other half, Digger, up there in the Chicago's. Because, y'all, Digger, y'all, he's got one foot in the grave. Big Freddy, that is a terrible joke. But, y'all, I can guarantee you that the Vons, yo, will love that joke. But, but y'all, please send a belated exiting the birth canal wish to Terry from up there in the Chicago's. Oh, Big Freddy, I wonder if the ginger bear remembered. Probably not. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Houston, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Gavin calling to say thank you to everybody for all the congratulations I got on Twitter, Facebook, email, especially that Hat M, because he keeps sending me Twitter messages in Mexican that all they say is bougie, 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 which I'm assuming either means congratulations or it's cold out here waiting for the short bus. So it's one or the other. But thank you to everybody for congratulations, and I'll try and be the best number one fan ever. Okay, bye.
Big Fatty, that was just...
I really don't know how to turn this thing off.
Oh, Big Fatty, you wanted rubbed off on him. He didn't know how to turn the damn thing off. Y'all, he used the BFO app. And y'all to send that message. And y'all, that is the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. Y'all, that is Gavin from the Stick It With a Poke a little show, which you can hear every, well, not every Saturday night. Sometimes he just gets lazy, y'all. He is not like Big Fatty in that he is dedicated to bringing you a little show all the time. Because, you know, sometimes he just says, fuck it. He just says, fuck it. Well, y'all, Big Fatty says it too, but Big Fatty still does a little show. But y'all, speaking of the BFO app, y'all, I have got an update on the BFO app from that Stephen the Huck. And y'all, I meant to read it to you before now. But y'all, he sent this to me. And now this is only going to apply to those of you who have the iPhone. It does not apply to the Hemorrhoid Android users. But y'all, it says, hello, Big Fatty. Your app is no longer available for download or purchase in the iTunes store. Well, y'all, right there. Right there. Y'all, it's free, so you don't have to purchase it. Although the iTunes, it makes it sound like you have to purchase it. However, it is available in the Android Hemorrhoid Marketplace. I will get your apps ready and uploaded to on the iTunes store again as soon as I am able. Beware, Big Fatty, beware. Beware that it may take several weeks to finish, as it takes the Apple Snack people around 2 weeks to approve new apps, far less any extra work that I need to do. Please bear with me. And now, to be clear, anyone that does not currently have the app on the Apple Snack device will not be able to add it. No, Big Fatty, it's not available. Anyone that deletes the app from their Apple Snack device and their computer will not be able to re-add it. No, Big Fatty. However, if anyone deletes the app from their Apple Snack device but keeps it on their computer, they can re-add it. And once the new app is available, all users, even the current users, will have to delete the old and reinstall the new, but not until it is ready. Now, y'all, what's happened here? Stephen the Huck evidently changed the name of his company, and so he had to resubmit the apps and the changes to the app under the new company name. So, y'all, they have to go through the whole approval process again, from what I understand. So, y'all, if you've got the BFO app, it will continue to work for you. However, if you don't have it, you can't get it yet. And, y'all, when the new updated app is approved in the Apple Snack Store, I'll let you know. And if you've got the old one, you'll have to delete it and then re-download the new one. And I'll keep you informed on that, y'all. So don't do anything crazy like that that Mexican. But Gavin, thank you so much for the call. It was just lovely hearing from the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. And y'all, who else would we hear from today? Can you guess who it might be? Huh? Can you? Huh? Can you?
Hello, Big Fatty. It's Kathy Bacon. Hey, I got calling to blow it out.
Damn, gosh, Big Fatty, you gotta play the blow it out music. Well, y'all, I have pre-screened this call. And normally I would agree with Poodle McNoodle that we need to play the Big Fatty, you need to play the blow it out music. But y'all, you'll understand. Just listen to Bacon.
So I live on the street corner, which is kind of a busy corner. It sounds a little bit sexier. Maybe I can make some money. Anyway, I live on the street. Did I just say that? Hello. Okay, so anyway, I live on the street corner. Man, I go out to my car to go and pick a Little Miss up from, holy crap, pick a Little Miss up from dance, and there's sirens somewhere. And I go to pick a little her up from dance. Oh, there's a fire somewhere. Here comes the sirens. I'm stuck in the middle of the road. I gotta go.
Dear Gussie McFadden, she hung up on you, but I'm sure she called back. Well, actually, y'all, she didn't. She tried to call back, but y'all, evidently the BFO hung up on her. And so there was about 2 seconds of the next message, and y'all, I don't know what happened about the fire. I don't know what she needed to blow it out about or anything. So, Miss Bacon, I do hope you'll please call and continue your phone call, because that would be lovely, because we'd love to hear you blow it out. Y'all, speaking of Miss Bacon, let's go over here and do another one of these Fireball 7s. Y'all, wake up, Lori Warbucks. We're doing a scratch-off, dear Gussie. And y'all, this is, y'all, we might win quite a few flu-loos today. Y'all, here we go. Let's start scratching. Big Fatty, get a medicated sound for that. Y'all, there's a 7. And there's a 7. And there's, oh, an 8. And y'all, then there's a 4. Oh, and then there's a 7. Oh, dear Gussie. And then there's a 7. Okay, and then there's a 7. Oh, no $7,000 win there, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, you won. You won, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, Big Fatty has got 3 sevens in a row. And now, y'all, let me see what I've got, what I've won. Y'all, I have won. Let me look at this again. Big Fatty, you're so lucky. Y'all, I've won. I got 3 sevens in the $2 column. So, y'all, I've got $2. Y'all, I don't know what that equates to in flu-loo-loos, but I'll be having to send that back to Miss Becky. Y'all, since I'm so lucky, I'm going to go ahead and do the last of the Fireball 7s, because, y'all, I'm feeling lucky. I've got the lucky coin here. I'm feeling lucky. Y'all, the first one is a 6. Big Fatty, you should have stopped. Then there is a number 2, not a winner, and then there's a number 7, and y'all, then there's a number 7, and a number 5, no winner there, and a number 7. Oh, Big Freddy, you might win on that column, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie, and y'all, then there's a 7, and a 1, no winner there, and another 7. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Big Freddy is another winner. Oh, dear Gussie, Big Freddy. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, now let me look at this one and see what I want here. Y'all, that is 3 sevens in the $1 column. So, y'all, I have got $3 to send back to Miss Bacon. Again, I'm not sure how many flu-loo-loos that is or how many meatballs that would buy at the IKEA. But, y'all, you never know about these things. You never know. Oh, dear Gussie. I had a few things that I wanted to talk to you about, but, y'all, I don't know what they are now. But, I just thought I'd let you know that on Friday, Big Fatty is going to the doctor for his annual fiscal, y'all. Because, you know, Big Fatty always likes to get the checkup. And, Big Fatty, you just like the digital rectal exam. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. So, y'all will be going to the doctor on Friday. And, y'all, they've already called to confirm the appointment. And so there you have it. So, y'all, busy day in the coal mine today. Thursday's going to be another busy day in the coal mine. And, y'all, quite frankly, it just makes me want to say...
Don't make me dig this up, because when I listen back to the episode.
Oh, you don't listen at all. You unsubscribed.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com. And you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This is been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.